Hello and welcome back to the Connection Podcast with Connect Global. This is Javier.
And I'm Danielle.
And we are so glad to have you back this Tuesday. We wanted to start a brand new series. It probably won't go in order, but as we get new ideas for this specific series, we'll kind of, you know, place them in where they fit in. But we thought this would be a good first question to tackle in sort of a frequently asked questions or questions we get asked about our ministry, about our work, about Connect Global, especially because this week in just a couple of days, we'll be heading to Honduras with a team. This will be our second trip. This is my second trip, you know, for our organization this year. But we're going to bring a team to Honduras this week, Thursday through Tuesday.
Yep.
And so we're excited about that. We wanted to talk a little bit about that trip and what we'll be doing there. But one of the questions that we get asked quite often, just depending, you know, whether it be in church or from people who have supported Connect Global, some people who, you know, just are asking the question because they'd like to know. And sometimes it just comes up in regular conversation, but
yeah.
This idea of why would we do work in Honduras, or, you know, we've done work in Thailand, we've taken mission trips, you know, to Haiti, to Mexico, Spain, there's other places. And so the question sometimes comes up and it's phrased different ways, but essentially, why would we go to another country and help? You know, we do anything from maternal health care, newborn care. You know, we're helping fund schools to help scholarship students and teachers, and putting, you know, girls through college. There's different things that we're doing. And a lot of that does exist in other countries. But we wanted to kind of tackle and answer the question, why would we do that? Why would we tackle some of these problems in another country? And an extension of that question is sometimes, you know, why would we do that when we have problems and when we have needs and when we have things here to address, such as poverty and other things here in our country? And so we just wanted to talk a little bit about that. I wanted to share specifically, you know, one of our values, really our mission, is that we exist to follow the biblical model of Jesus by meeting both physical and spiritual needs in order to fulfill the Great Commission.
Yeah.
So we'll talk a little bit about that in just a minute as well, how we're fulfilling the Great Commission and why we need to do that and why that's so important. But Danielle, just tell us a little bit more about, you know, when we've gotten that question and kind of how we address that, and some of the ways in which we're making sure that we're staying on that biblical model.
Yeah, I feel like we've gotten that question on any given day. It comes up pretty often. Specifically, why do you guys help people in other countries when this one has so many needs? So the answer is we help people in this country that we live in,
right,
the United States of America.
Right.
And we also help people in other countries. And the thought process behind that is there's people in need here and there's people in need in other places.
Right.
There are quite a bit of resources here in this country from other organizations that have decided to tackle issues and problems just like we have. Also, even the government provides a lot of aid in this country. So we know that there's a lot of resources here, but we also know that there is still a lot of need in different capacities.
Yeah.
And so to us, it's not an either or.
Yes.
It's a both and.
Right.
And so I think because we do talk so much about our work in Honduras, or, you know, the aquaponic system that we built in Thailand, or the different things that we've done in Mexico or different places, I think sometimes the work that we do here in the United States kind of doesn't get as much airtime. And that is mostly on us, just because we do talk more about our work in other countries. Sometimes the things here are, you know, more individualized because the needs are, you know,
more specific.
Yeah, the things we've helped here are with women who have, you know, needed help because of domestic violence situations. We've helped women who, single mothers who were gonna lose their apartment.
Yeah.
To not have to lose their apartment, to be able to help them financially so they're not evicted. We've helped women with attorney's fees when they were in bad situations. We've helped elderly people with things like AC units that have gone out.
Groceries, food.
Medical supplies, wheelchairs, different things. So there's a lot of things that we do in the United States, but it's much more individualized based on a very specific need that a family has. And so in Honduras, it's a little bit different because we started a maternity home that's open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And we have an entire team of people that are working around the clock, doing intake for mothers who are pregnant, and then also mothers who have just delivered their babies hours before. And so we're just very proud of it. So I think we talk about that a lot because that was a huge need that existed in that country. We were, as many of you know, if you follow along, we were living in Honduras in 2015. We've lived there a total of 3 years. But that was the first time we had moved there, and that was for a year. And we were serving the local hospital because that was one of the things that the community leaders had said was needed, was some extra hands in the hospital. And in that process, we realized what a great need there was for something like the maternity home.
Right.
And we discovered that by seeing women of all ages in all stages of pregnancy, being outside in the elements, miserably hot, oftentimes no food and no transportation to go somewhere else, and also needing and wanting to remain close to their baby who is still in the NICU, or remaining close to the delivery area because they're about to be in delivery, but they don't have another place to wait and the hospital just didn't have the capacity. And so we discovered that need, and we were able to, with the help of many, many, many people, build the maternity home and operate the maternity home. And so it's just something we're very proud of. We've now served over 2,000 families since opening that 3 years ago. And so I think that that's just what it is. It's the fact that, one, biblically speaking, we are called to go to other places and to serve.
Right.
So, you know, we are a faith-based organization. And so some of the tenets of our faith are kind of predicated on that mandate to go into all the earth and to preach the good news. And I think we also just share this mentality that makes perfect sense to us. But people are not going to be so concerned about how much we know unless they do know how much we care.
Right.
And so one way to show people that you care is to actually care.
Yep.
And show to up, meet needs that there. They have in the community or as individuals. And so we do work in both places, and that's really the truth of the matter. But also in a lot of developing countries, the level of resources and opportunity are less. And so we are very proud of and grateful for the country that we're from. And we just love the opportunity to create something for other people in other places where they can have opportunity, where they can thrive, where they can be safe and have dignity. And so that, I think that's kind of the nuts and bolts of it.
To kind of dig in more specifically into, like you said, in our faith, the reason why we would go anywhere on this mission is because we believe in what we call the Great Commission. Mm-hmm. It's something that essentially it's, you know, we just celebrated Easter a couple of weeks ago. And we talked a little bit about that in a previous podcast, but essentially this last mandate, this last conversation that Jesus would have had with his disciples at that time, the people who'd lived and worked with him, traveled with him, spent time with him during his 3 years of physical ministry here on this earth. There's a couple of different accounts in the Bible, but essentially One of them that I like and kind of we quote a lot is from Acts. It says that you'll be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. So like Danielle said, it's not either or, it's both and. And to be a witness, all that means is to go tell the truth, right? Mm-hmm. We talk about that sometimes too, like a witness in a testimony at in a court case, you know, all they're supposed to do is just tell the truth, right? We hope that that's what they're going to do. And that's what we're called to do, is to go and tell the truth. Just tell the truth that happened to me, the truth that happened to Danielle, the truth that happened in our life, the truth that we know and that we read about in the Bible. And, you know, in this specific example where we find the Great Commission here in the book of Acts, you know, it said it talks about, you know, the idea is that we could say, okay, well, we want to talk about Jesus. We want to tell the truth in our city, in our state, our country, and in the ends of the earth. So that means both and. That doesn't just mean just in your town, just in your city, just at your church, but it should mean both.
Yeah.
And so I think that's one of the ideas that we've held on to while we've been building Connect Global, is that we don't want to just do one or the other. We want to be able to be available and make ourselves available to those in need, no matter where they're at. And, and we've been able to do that. That's the cool thing. And I think that's the idea, is that you should first start looking for ways in which to serve, ways in which to care for people where you're at.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think that there's anything wrong with that, but I don't think you should stop there.
Yeah.
And I think that's just, it opens your eyes when you start to see people, when they, you know, even if it's just across town, when you start to see people who live very differently than you, I think you grow in your appreciation for, you know, what people need, how they need, you know, services. There's different states that have different things available, whether it be food banks or programs or different things here.
Yeah.
And then there's different nations, you know, some nations get a lot of aid and get a lot of support, and other nations are just sort of like, you know, on the bottom of the list. And so I think the idea is to pray about it, to look for opportunities in your daily life. If you go to a church, or if you have a local church that you are a part of, maybe they, you know, maybe you might not even know, but they probably have both a local and a global, I guess, plan for reaching people. They probably have international mission teams. They probably have people that they support. I know that there's several local churches in the area that we live in that support Connect Global.
Yeah.
You know, they give monthly, or they give once a year towards this cause and towards what we're doing. And that becomes a part of their budget for the year to give internationally, to give towards people and places outside of their city. And like Danielle said, we do, you know, we've done a lot here. There's a lot of education programs that we've invested in here in the States, in New York and in Florida. Yeah. You know, there's individuals that we've given towards their schooling or their college things or different things like that. And so the idea is not to exclude.
Right.
Our idea, one of our values is always to include, to bring people to the table, to share what we have, to share the resources, time, effort, energy that we have with others. And I think that's, to me, I think that's a foundational truth of who we are, of what we're about, of what Connect Global exists to do. And so that's cool. I mean, to me, whether we're here locally and you see us in the U.S. and some of the work that we're doing here, whether you want to travel with us like we're going to do in the next couple of days to Honduras, and some of the other places that are kind of in the future schedule, there's a place for you to serve here. There's a place for you to come, to be a part of this work, to make an impact. In fact, right now, there's even a way for you to give and resource some of the impact that we're making.
Yeah.
We have kind of a fundraiser going on right now called our Spring Impact Fundraiser. This is something that is allowing us to make the plans for which we can continue to impact all year long. So this is above and beyond. You know, we have a great group of people who give monthly. But even if you're already giving monthly and you're already giving regularly to Connect Global, I encourage you and I invite you to be a part of this Spring Impact, because this is going to allow us to expand and continue to grow this amazing ministry that, that God has been putting together. It allows us to put things on the calendar, make sure that we can be the places that we've committed to, make sure that we can reach the people both here in the U.S. and in Honduras. And it allows us to not just plan 1 month at a time, but we can plan several months into the future and even into next year, so that we can start putting things strategically into place, because we've got so many projects, so many programs. We're trying to launch also a curriculum right now, helping people understand their part in the Great Commission. And so part of that is also to help us really bring that to people and bring that to the forefront of churches and new church plants and people who are becoming pastors, people who are launching new churches right now. We need to get this material in their hands so that we can, from the beginning, not as a part of the program later on, but as these new churches start cropping up and start, you know, planting, we need to really sow in a message of how are we completing the Great Commission. You know, it's no longer really viable to just sort of plant and wait and allow people to just come and find us. We have to go and we have to serve and we have to be in the you know, where the people are, where people need us, and where they're experiencing pressures and things of life. We need to be where they're at. And this Spring Impact gift will help us do that. It kind of helps us, like I said, do even more ministry, continue the ministry that we have, continue the commitments that we have to the mothers in Honduras, to the students in Honduras, and here in the U.S. So we would really appreciate that. You can find the information, of course, of that in the show notes of this podcast. But we just wanted to, like I said, start this new series of frequently asked questions. We'll have probably at least a handful in the next couple of weeks of new questions, questions that we've been getting, questions we've gotten from the beginning, and maybe we just haven't answered properly or adequately, or even just need a reminder about. And then questions, you know, can come up into the purview of even just like, let's explore the Bible together. Let's explore, you know, we get a lot of questions. Of course, we all have questions about our faith and about what Jesus has said, what he hasn't said. And so maybe we'll also include some of those things, because we get the privilege of having a lot of great conversations often with our friends and our people and our donors and our board members. And so sometimes questions come up just about faith and about life and about, you know, how to handle different things that come up. And so this Frequently Asked Questions series will be engaging. We'll try and find a way in which we can maybe even put up a way for you to contact us and allow us to answer your questions specifically. But we really love being a part of this podcast. We love being a part of your family, your community. We appreciate you tuning into this podcast and checking us out. If you have the opportunity, please share or send this podcast to your friends or family or your mom, and let them know that we are here every single Tuesday. And so we just appreciate it. We appreciate your prayers this week as we head to Honduras with this team. It's going to be awesome. We've got a couple of medical professionals and people who want to come and serve at the maternity home. And we're going to do, I think we've got some concrete floors that we're trying to get done. So we're trying to get the resources and the planning for that. But yeah, we're headed out in just a couple of days. So keep us in your prayers for that. And once we get back, we will definitely have another exciting podcast next week. We'll have a couple of interviews and some different updates from this trip. So definitely stay tuned for that. And we really appreciate it, man. Thank you so much for listening to the Connection Podcast. This is Javier.
And Danielle.
And we will see you again next Tuesday.
God bless you guys.